Press Start, an NPR podcast on the art and culture of video games. I'm Kyle Orland.
And I'm Ralph Cooper.
And today we're taking a look at the early fall situation in the video game world. We've had a lot of games coming out since E3. We've got a lot of games set to come out in the near future. And one of those games that just came out, you may have heard of it. It's called Halo.
What's that?
Halo 3.
There's a third one?
It's been a big series, apparently.
And wow.
I had no idea, but it's...
I was online watching the YouTube videos. I didn't even know it was a real game.
I know. It's...
Wow.
There hasn't been much press coverage of it.
None.
Either.
None at all. Like, I haven't seen anything. I didn't know there was a launch. Did you know there was a launch?
I had no idea.
I had no idea. It's not like Xbox let us know that Halo was coming out.
No, of course not. Microsoft had no marketing.
Oh, none whatsoever.
Anything. Only like $300 million.
Maybe like two movies in a day type something. You know, these things happen.
Anyway...
I am impressed. As far as first-person shooters go, Halo is considered the younger generation's standard. I'm still kind of blown away.
Yeah.
I was up last night for about, a good 5 hours researching for the podcast,
of course. It's research.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Are you playing online or the single player?
I played the single player campaign on Legendary.
Mm.
And
too hard for me.
I just wanted death. That's the way I looked at it. Like, you know,
you'll get it with Legendary.
Oh, yeah, you're totally getting it. And
toast.
In the first four boards, I've seen, four new guns.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen at least two new vehicles. I mean, obviously, since it's on the Xbox, the graphics are ridiculous.
The graphics got picked up a little bit, but I when you compare it to something like BioShock or Gears of War, though, I don't feel it's quite as good. You know, that first level with the jungle canopy, with the lights shining through there, that was really impressive. But otherwise, I don't know, it kind of just looks like a cleaner version.
Right now, Halo's like Madden, okay? Like,
it's
every
one
time,
of those games you just got
to
get.
Yeah, you just have to get it. And, like, Madden 08 looks the same to me as Madden 06. Like, you might be able to see a jersey number a little bit better. But with Halo, to me, the difference in the graphics from Halo 2 to this one is totally different. And I intentionally never played Halo 2 on a 360. I intentionally never did it because I didn't want to see that. I wanted to see the new one. I wanted to see the one that was built for the system.
It's been 2 years or so since Halo 2 and new console generation. With the Madden games, it's kind of just diminishing returns at this point. Updating. But Halo 3, this is supposed to be the final one in the series. I think they really got the shooting down. I mean, it is a pure shooting man's shooter. If you don't like shooting games, you're not going to like it. Whereas some other games, I feel, have tried to open it up a bit more with, you know, more complex stories more, I don't know, RPG-type elements to it. This is just, you go in, you shoot a bunch of guys, you walk down the corridor, you shoot another bunch of guys. If that's what you're looking for, it's pretty much perfected. And the multiplayer, oh my goodness.
Friend of mine, he's not a big video game player.
Uh-huh.
At least not until last night. And he jumped up and we put on the Halo, and the first beautiful, in my opinion, surprise that we got was I was Master Chief, and he was the Arbiter.
Yep.
And it was like,
co-op.
Oh!
You weren't playing on Legendary with a newbie,
I was. Yeah.
He liked it?
Yeah, we brought him along. He's fine.
Wow, I'm surprised.
We were like, do you like blowing things up? He was like, yeah.
Do you like getting blown up over and over and over again?
Yeah.
I guess he does.
We got
you. Masochist there.
We got you. And that's really what happened. But I like the way that... they've totally integrated all of the stories. They even integrated the outside stories, which I think is really cool.
It is impressive.
It does give you the fear factor. Not as fear factor-ish as BioShock.
Not quite.
But the whole Cortana coming up in the screen from out of nowhere.
That was weird.
Yo, it's really freaked us both out. Like, it was late as I don't know
What's going on?
It reminded me of Eternal Darkness almost. I like how there are no alien-specific weapons, no Master Chief-specific weapons. Mm-hmm. You can pick up everything, and it's all about being able to go up to the turret guns, shoot people with the turret guns, and then take off the turret gun and go along.
Just going up, and it kind of zooms out there.
Oh, it's
in
beautiful.
View, and you can see Master Chief holding the gun.
Yeah.
That is, of course, if you have an Xbox 360 to play it on.
Agreed.
Because even if you do... It might have broken recently. Both Ralph and I have had our Xbox 360s get the dreaded Red Rings of Death in the last few months.
Rings of Death.
And it's been a problem, you know, for Microsoft in general, not just for us.
When I look at the whole Red Ring situation, especially coming back from E3, Microsoft showed out, but it was inconspicuously funny. Uh-huh. How they did not discuss the Red Rings.
Of course, they're not going to discuss it. They're trying to show off their game titles, and it really didn't hit home for me until it actually happened to my system. I thought, this is kind of an overblown problem. I hear people saying it. But then it happens to you, and you're like, man, I was just playing BioShock.
Exactly.
Halo 3's coming out, and I can't right. play them. I had to borrow a system from a friend to play my game.
And for the record, for all of our faithful listeners who are still listening, it knocked us out clean for a month because I lost mine. And I just, as all of you know, I've never been a Guitar Hero fan. And just as I become a Guitar Hero fan, I get the rings, right? And it knocked me out for a month. I couldn't do anything.
It's hard to, you know, keep up with everything when you're the main system.
Is gone.
And the 360 really has become the main system. Microsoft's done a good job of, you know, getting the big games out. Mm-hmm. They've had a really good fall. They've got games coming out. They got Mass Effect later. They got Rock Band. Is going to be non-exclusive, but
Assassin's Creed, which is also non-exclusive, but
they got exclusive stuff for Grand Theft Auto 4 when it comes out. So you know they got a good thing, but they have to fix these hardware problems.
You know how you have the 6 degrees of separation. Let's say four of my friends, all have red rings, and it's crazy that when you call the Microsoft line, it says if you have the red rings of death, please hit this number, You totally skip everything else. And I have to give Microsoft a little bit of credit because I was very impressed with how quickly things were turned around as well. I really expected 3 or 4 months before I got anything back.
No, that's true. They are doing it pretty quick given the gravity of the problem. And they're putting out a lot of money to fix it. But I've heard it happening with new systems, too. People come back just after it's fixed, and then they play for 4 hours, and it needs to get fixed again. So obviously, they haven't really figured out what the problem is to a good enough extent.
Right.
You know, they've dropped the price of the system, which is going to help them. But if with these problems persisting, it's going to stop them from true dominance.
But if they keep doing wonderful games, the Halo was excellent. BioShock, which I only got to play the demo of, just totally.
BioShock is really.
Talk to me about it. You played.
I played halfway through, and then my Xbox broke. Like I said, I still haven't gotten it back.
Right.
But I've been, you know, trying to play on a friend's, and it's so atmospheric. It's just the world they've built, this underwater world of Rapture, it's called. It's like this dystopian future of based on Ayn Rand's theories.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, the shooting is not really anything more impressive than Halo's. There's some really creepy enemies. And you really feel a sense of fear because the enemies are just tough. Some of them. But after a while, you get powered up enough that the enemies really don't have that fear factor anymore.
Right.
So the reason to keep playing is the atmosphere and the backstory that comes about as you pick up these tape recorders from people who have been caught up in the madness of these zombies kind of attacking them.
Yeah.
And it just really has the greatest sense of place I've ever seen in a video game. And that's really got into it.
I definitely agree with you on the creepiness factor. Even the demo was just a bit much. It was just like, wow. Like, and we said
like
it.
You almost don't want to keep playing,
right? You know,
get out of your mind.
And we said it months ago. But these little girls and these titles, man. Like, yo, when we talked about the little girl in BioShock before, I'd seen a little bit, but like, just the whole way that she walks through with this huge brooding, just you know, swimsuit dressed guy who comes in and you know clears the room if you touch this girl.
Uh-huh.
I really appreciated that. And I agree, once again, the lighting effects, the sense of scene.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like you're in another world, another reality the whole time you're playing the game.
They're finally getting used to the 360 and really cranking out things that truly look next generation after, you know, 2 years finally on the market.
Agreed.
But, you know, without a 360, it's kind of hard to keep up with gaming these days because, you know, the big games tend to be on the 360 these days. The PS3 and the Wii kind of been stagnating in the past few months, I think.
Well, I think, if we move on to PS3, between PS3 and Wii, right now, to me, the one that's lagging the most, PS is definitely taking an L. I don't really see a lot of their major games coming out for their system as competitive.
They're having a tough time differentiating themselves enough. They had a few big games recently. There was a Warhawk, which is a military fighting game, you know. There's Heavenly Sword, which is a straight-up action game, and there's Lair, which is a fantasy dragon-type game, and none of them really made the huge impression that they wanted. Some of them really got savaged in the reviews,
That's right.
You know, playing all...
Heavenly Sword, one of them, as a matter of fact, kind of got savaged by a couple of people.
Yeah, Lair was even worse. The motion controls, just no one liked them. Personally, I couldn't, you know, play the game for more than an hour because... Mm. It's just uncontrollable. So, you know, Warhawk was pretty good, but none of the games really were the system seller that Sony wanted or needed. And I really don't feel they have that system seller yet. It's still a year in looking to the future to the Metal Gear Solid 4s, the Final Fantasy 12s, or, you know, to a lesser extent, games like Uncharted Drake's Fortune, an Indiana Jones type game, or, mm-hmm. you know, another Ratchet and Clank. I guess that's going to sell that many systems at $600, $500.
Agreed. I mean, even the Madden, as much as Madden has been a Sony staple for years, most of the Sony heads I know all moved over to the 360 just because of the quicker loading times and the better graphics.
And the thing is, most of the games, the big games, are on 360 mm-hmm. and PS3 now. And mm-hmm. if you can get most of the games for $100, $150 less and a better online system with Xbox Live, then PS3 is really going to need the exclusives to differentiate itself, and it just doesn't have them yet.
So in a nutshell, step it up, PS. Step it up. We're pulling for you guys, but step it up, guys.
Sony is doing well, though, with the PS2. It's continuing to sell, you know, at $100.
Yeah,
why not?
But I'm saying that the PS2 is the move. Like I've always said, that if Xbox would have not stopped making games for the Xbox itself and not just the 360, we would have a heck of a war on our hands right now.
They might have, but I think Microsoft made the right move in pushing all that Xbox development towards the 360, because, like we said, they've got really the strength there now.
I'm not arguing that.
PS2's got a few more years in it, mm-hmm. but, you know, it's still the last generation. People are buying it because it's cheap and it's got some of the big games out, but it's not going to last forever, and then Sony's going to be left with the PS3 in a kind of stagnant position.
And then, of course, the Wii, the darling. I set aside time to make sure that I beat Metroid before Halo came out, because that's how good it is. As far as first-person shooters with innovative control schemes, I haven't seen anything better.
For those listeners who aren't big first-person shooter fans, I have to apologize. We've been talking a lot about Halo 3 and BioShock and Metroid Prime 3, but that seems to be what's coming out. I'm okay at the shooters. I like them all right, but it's not my favorite genre, and I feel that the industry is really going towards those first-person shooters.
I agree.
Getting the big things. It kind of annoys me that there's not as many, you know, the old-school platformers are really what I grew up on, or the puzzle games, or, you know, simulations. Mm-hmm. They're not getting as much feel, and I'm glad that Mario Galaxy is going to be coming out. Hopefully that'll lead to sort of renaissance in the platformer. I can always hope.
Yeah, no, you can. Mario, if there's any platformer that may pull it out, you know, you've got Super Smash Brothers, you've got Galaxy, and my personal favorite right now, my other favorite game on the Wii is Mario Strikers, the soccer game that they came out, which is excellent.
It's a fun game.
It is a lot of fun, and it is exceptionally difficult as you move on through the game, and I haven't had anyone yet who I've shown that to not be impressed with it. It's free-flowing. It's a lot of fun. It's not hard.
But all those games we're talking about, again, they're made by Nintendo.
Agreed.
Are the third parties really going to step it up and really make Wii-specific games that kind of, you know, take things to the next level? You've got, you know, games like BioShock going to the 360 and other games coming out for PS3. Mm-hmm. The Wii really doesn't have games that aren't by Nintendo, and that's kind of hurting them, I feel.
I was slightly disagreeing the fact that some of the third-party cats who've been putting out games for the Wii have really been hitting on all cylinders. I mean, you've got the Rayman 2 coming out, the Ubisoft game, which is excellent.
One of the ones I like recently that's not, you know, as far from the FPS mold as you can is My Sims.
Oh, really?
By EA. Mm-hmm. It's a really cute little game with these little rounded characters. Oh, my God. It just breaks your heart looking at this game. They, you know, give each other hugs and, you know, can slap each other. And it's all about, you know, you can build your own house and you can build chairs and furniture, kind of like the old school Animal Crossing. Using the Wii remote, it's really intuitive controls. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that's kind of where the Wii's strength is coming in. They're going for that family values system, obviously.
Yeah, they're killing the alternative or the not-so-gamerish type folks. They're killing them. We've been doing Wii happy hours. I've been doing the Wii happy hours here in D.C., and it was interesting in the first week. Of course, we tried to put the sports on people. The next week, people wanted to play, like, the memory challenge games and the puzzle-ish type games.
Explain a little what the Wii happy hour is to the listeners.
The Wii happy hour is a happy hour where we come in, we set up a Wii, we set up a projection screen, and there's drink specials. So you come in, you play the Wii, and it's great. There's little vouchers on the table, and you can go around and take the vouchers and come over and play the Wii with, you know, your table of people. And a lot of people aren't as industry deep as we are. Go figure. So, you know, a lot of people still haven't seen the machine, still haven't touched the Wii, haven't played it, haven't looked at it.
What's the reaction you get when they do pick it up?
Normally, it's pretty cool. Normally, it's a lot of stickiness, as they would call it in the industry. It's a lot of stickiness. People are normally really impressed with it, the ease of it. The control is the big killer. for the Wii. But.
It's not just the control, though. I think it's also, like we were talking about before, the way that they're going through the family audience and
Absolutely.
People who don't really like the first-person shooters
Agreed.
As much. There's Metroid Prime, but every other game on there, really. We don't have much time left, but Ralph, what games are you looking forward to coming up in the next 3 months, your biggest game that isn't out yet, now that we've gotten past the Halo, the BioShock, the Metroid Prime?
Jeez, let me see. Boy, this is a hard, 2 weeks from now, Tuesday, can you say FIFA?
Count down the days.
FIFA, baby. I'm not really worried about anybody else's. I'm still trying to figure out which platform I'm going to get FIFA on right now. That's where I'm at. I don't know if I'm going to get on the PS3. I don't know if I'm going to get it on the Wii. I don't know if I'm going to get it on the 360.
Not your PS2?
Nah, we're good.
If there's one thing I'm looking forward to, I know I've said it over and over again, but it's Rock Band.
Yes.
Coming out with the drums and the guitar and the microphone. And not just that, but Guitar Hero 3 is coming out at the same time. So, you know, it's like double the rhythm game.
This is our first podcast, we'll call it, of this new season. Look forward to updates from us coming and more shows coming. Oh, and a big shout out to Rob Holt, who just couldn't make it here today. His dog was sick. So for Press Start, this is Ralph Cooper.
Kyle Orland.
And we'll talk to you all next time.
Later.